Good afternoon. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. Fairbanks Memorial Hospital is making plans to boost its capacity to help people having mental health emergencies. Officials are still working through the details, but the end result will involve an emergency room remodel to add a, quote, 24-hour single point of entry for psychiatric services, observation, crisis intervention, and stabilization services. Hospital officials were joined by top state officials, including the commissioner of the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services, to announce the endeavor on Monday. Chief Medical Officer Danny Robinette said that on any given day, the FMH emergency room gets 1 to 4 patients having a behavioral health or substance abuse crisis. Fairbanks Memorial Hospital has already increased its pool of employees specializing in behavioral health, has secured a $2.2 million grant for the project, and officials have toured a psychiatric emergency room in Anchorage. The Greater Fairbanks Community Hospital Foundation has committed an undisclosed sum of money towards planning, design, and reconstruction of the emergency room. The project's total cost is not yet known. A Fairbanks community effort is aimed at preserving a historic steamship. The SS Nanana has been dry docked at the North Star Borough's Pioneer Park for over 50 years and was renovated in the 1980s but has fallen into disrepair and was closed to the public last year. Patty Pearsall with the nonprofit organization Friends of the SS Nanana says the sternwheeler is worth saving.
The SS Nanana is one of the few remaining vintage sternwheelers in the country. She is the largest sternwheeler steamboat ever built west of the Mississippi.
Pearsall says a preliminary engineering assessment has found no major structural problems with the Nanana. She says the group wants to fix up the vessel and get it reopened to the public. Next steps include a more thorough engineering assessment and development of a repair cost estimate. Friends of the SS Nanana is holding an open house to share information about the ship and the restoration at the Noel Wayne Library today from noon to 7 p.m. Two Fairbanks area legislators have pre-filed 5 bills for this year's upcoming legislative session. North Pole Republican Senator John Coghill has introduced a single bill to rename a bridge near Tok after Sergeant Scott Johnson, an Alaska State Trooper from Tok killed in the line of duty in 2014. Newly elected Senator Scott Kawasaki, a Democrat who has yet to be sworn in, has filed 4 bills. Kawasaki's bills would tighten sentencing rules for assault and harassment, extend the life of the Alaska Suicide Prevention Council, grant permanent fund dividends to former state prisoners whose criminal charges are later dismissed, and expedite professional licensing for military spouses. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.